With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. This is the time of year where people that set New Year's resolutions statistically tend to lose the initial motivation. That includes people working to manage substance use or maintain recovery. According to the 2024 National Survey on Drug Use and Health, roughly 1 in 6 people experienced a substance use disorder in the past year. Behavioral health experts say this is often when people benefit most from realistic goal setting, self-compassion, and support. Tanya Hoy is a clinical substance use disorder coordinator with Aspirus Health. She says unrealistic expectations can make long-term change harder to maintain.
And I think in order to be successful with those goals, that's one thing that we need to think about is making them so they're obtainable, making them so we can reach those goals. Big goals are great, but it's that realistic part that we really need to think about.
Hoy works with individuals across all stages of recovery and emphasizes that progress rarely follows a straight line. Many people move back and forth through different stages of change as they learn more about themselves and their relationship with substances.
A key message is that even though recovery may feel overwhelming, it feels heavy and it feels hard. It is obtainable. It is obtainable. You're worth it, and you can do it.
Hoy emphasizes that a lapse does not mean failure or erase progress. Snowmobile racers and enthusiasts from across the country and around the world are riding into northern Wisconsin this weekend. Now in its 63rd year, the World Championship Snowmobile Derby in Eagle River is drawing competitors from across North America and around the world. Tom Anderson is co-owner and CEO of the World Championship Derby Complex.
The majority of people are coming from the Midwest, but we've got a group here from Pennsylvania, another group from Quebec, another group from Wyoming. I had breakfast this morning with a group out of Minneapolis that's been coming for 52 years.
Anderson says the event has a major economic impact.
Restaurants are all full. Gas stations are doing business. The Ace Hardware store, I've got racers are looking for parts. Walgreens stores looking business. All over town, everybody is profiting from the Derby.
For John Graber, a father from Minnesota, tradition is what keeps his family coming back year after year to compete.
They just enjoy it. They love the guys they race with, and they have a lot of friends here.
The racing continues all weekend, but for many, the real victory is coming back together. The event runs through Sunday. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A central Wisconsin company will be looked at by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration after the death of a worker. Mike Leichner reports.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has confirmed that they are investigating the death of an unidentified employee at Abbotsford's Abbeyland Foods. Police say it happened when an employee fell in a dip tank at the waste treatment facility, according to WAOW-TV. Officers determined that the death wasn't suspicious, calling it a work-related accident. OSHA has 6 months to complete their investigation. They have disciplined the company multiple times in the last 5 years, costing them more than $270,000 in fines.
That was Mike Leichner reporting. Wisconsin's governor has extended an energy emergency declaration in Wisconsin. The declaration is in response to lingering supply challenges caused by a pipeline disruption within the Midwestern Pipeline Distribution System. High demand for fuel is also a factor. The executive order will provide a waiver for some state and federal hours of service restrictions, allowing suppliers to get caught up from the pipeline problems and weather-related delays. The extension is in effect through February 2nd. The Democratic-backed candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court raised 10 times as much last year as her Republican-endorsed opponent, putting in stark relief the challenge conservatives face in winning the race in the battleground state. The reports filed this week offer the first glimpse at one key measurement of how the race to be decided April 7th is stacking up. Liberals are optimistic they can win their fourth Supreme Court race in a row dating back to 2020 to solidify their hold on the court. Democratic-backed candidate Judge Chris Taylor faces Republican-endorsed Judge Maria Lazar. Wisconsin Democrats are hoping to flip majority control of the legislature and retain the governor's seat this year. That would give them full control of the State House for the first time in 16 years. Democrats think new district boundaries in the Senate and Assembly ordered by the liberal-controlled state Supreme Court will enhance their odds of taking the majority there. The open race for governor and a favorable midterm election cycle this year is also bolstering optimism among Democrats. But while both Democrats and Republicans say significant Democratic wins are possible, they're also voicing caution. A federal judge has denied a request for a preliminary injunction by five college football players seeking to play a fifth season this fall. Three of the plaintiffs played for Wisconsin. U.S. District Judge William Campbell wrote that the players did not make the case that they would likely succeed on their claim that the NCAA violates U.S. antitrust laws with its red shirt rule that restricts athletes to four seasons over 5 years. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.